So, Matthew, we've got this situation here. I walked out of my room. I think I'd very appropriately placed a highway hazard cone. It's not a cone. It's one of the things where you run off the road. But a highway marker that just is from the house. I want him out of my house and out of my life. Same with my popski. Just those two. I want them away from me. I don't think it's too much to ask. It's a new month. I kick rocks, otherwise I'll make your fucking life miserable. You've never had the call to call me to tell me that. When I was living with them. After last New Year's, when I got kicked out of my place for telling off the entire household. Kind of drunk and strung out on speed, you know, and I was hanging out with Kim and Skeeter, my friends, and then suddenly, I don't know, it's like intervention time, people come out of the woodwork, fathers, cops are there. Eviction notice stamped on the door and all this shit. But like, I don't live in that land anymore. And I'll tell you one thing, my bro had the grace to let me stay with him. We've lived with each other a number of times over our days. He's 5 years younger than me. I just can't stand him fucking talking lip at me anymore. I should have. I don't know what should have is, but I'm just walking now. I got in a fight when we were moving to his last bed. After I got rid of that green piano at my other place, I was staying out up in St. John's. This is a tumultuous times, what have you, right? But what always happens when it's the three Paredes boys. You know, I kicked the shit out of my Boston. Oh, hi.
God. I was like
walking to the store.
Are you swerving?
I'll be back there pretty soon.
Okay, sounds good. I got
there you go.
Every time I do, like, I can do this, but every time I do that, it's right on, like, my favorite part.
Be like a sea lion or an otter or something. See ya. That's my roommate. She lives next door to me. If you were to ask me a question, three parades boys. My father, me, my younger brother. You know how I am. And it's taken me my whole damn life. These days recently where it's like, I don't know how vehement I need to get to demonstrate physically that I need them out of my presence. Different relationships with both of them that are unique and unto their own. They're both like, fuck. See, I felt bad this last time with my father when I flipped out on him. Because I love my dad. My dad's always loved me. And I'm very protective of him, and, you know, he and I have been best friends since I was 3 years old. So, okay, wait, let me just explain the violence, okay? We're all having fun. I'm like, Trav and Lindsay and Anderson, my nephew. I'm like, yeah, come into the homestead. I'm inviting them into my hearth. I don't know, it was just a kickback moment before they drive up to Seattle. And then, wow, with the guitar. I mean, they left first. Where my sister was like, Maxfield. No, hey, Maxfield, as I'm yelling at my brother, it's escalating. And she's like, look, I gotta leave. And it went to the point where I picked up a Crate amplifier. My brother was like two arms lengths away. Pick the thing up, bang slam on the back of the couch, bang slam on the back of the couch again. They're like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And Trevor comes up and